Men's semi-final today at Wimbledon. Andy Murray hoping it's fourth time lucky as he tries to reach the final. We've been having updates throughout the programme. Let's go live to centre court. Chris Jones.
Oh, good timing, because Andy Murray's just 2 points away from making history. Big double-handed backhand return from Murray. He's up at the net, and Songa nets! And Murray has match points. And Murray is on the verge, and he takes his towel. He tries to look as if the enormity of the occasion isn't getting to him, but he'll be feeling it inside. Not since 1938 has a Brit been in the final of the men's singles, and centre court is cheering. You can hear them now as Joe Wilfred Tsonga prepares to serve. This is it for Andy Murray. 6-5, he leads in the fourth. Two sets to one up. 15-40 on Tsonga's serve. Tsonga serves, and Murray with a forehand. Is it wide? It's in, and centre court is up, and Murray is on his haunches. He's made history here. He walks over to the net to applaud Tsonga. Credit to the Frenchman. But Andy Murray has dug very deep, and we just have to wait here because there might be a challenge. And everyone in front of me, would you believe, is up on their feet because they think they've witnessed history. But we're seeing a review. This is it. Is it wide? It's in! It's clipped the line! And Murray has won! And Murray is in the final of Wimbledon. He's beaten Tsonga 6-3, 6-4, 3-6, 7-5 in 2 hours and 46 excruciating minutes. Would you believe Andy Murray? He throws his racket down. He looks up at the sky. He points both fingers up there as if he's talking to someone up there. And he's in this patch of sunshine over centre court. He throws a wristband into the crowd. Everyone to a man is up. And Andy Murray has done something that no Brit has done in 74 years. He is into the Wimbledon final.
Chris, this is incredible. Exclusive radio commentary tonight from centre court. Chris Jones with us. He's taking us through the crowds and how they're reacting. Roger, what we're seeing here in the studio tonight, seeing it on the screen, it's just incredible, isn't it?
Even I'm not old enough to remember the last Wimbledon finalist from Britain.
It's absolutely amazing. Chris, I can't even imagine what the crowd must be feeling there. I bet you're feeling it in the commentary area.
It's absolutely extraordinary. I've not seen anything like this on centre court. And it's so, looking at Murray's reaction, he's sat down and it's almost like he's not being over the top in his celebration. He's not being overly extrovert. He's not going around punching his fist. He's almost just a wave of relief is just sweeping through him. He sat on his chair and he took a moment just to reflect on what has happened to him here today. So often in the past few years, we've built Andy Murray up as the next great British hope, and a few times he's been thwarted at the final hurdle, but this time he's managed it. He's waiting for Tsonga. They walk off court. He turns to the crowd. It's a fairly sort of introverted wave from Murray. He goes over to sign the tennis balls. He always does that, in fairness. Tsonga will do the same. These two great rivals, good friends off the court. They've been involved in a great match here. But Murray has come out on top. 6-3, 6-4, 3-6, 7-5. Fittingly, he did it with a big cross-court forehand winner, which just clipped the line. Drama right to the last as we wait to the big screen and to the Hawkeye review. But this is a special, historic moment here on centre court. Everyone in the royal box is peering over, trying to get a glimpse of Andy Murray, who's still signing balls in the sunshine of centre court. And what about this for Sunday? Andy Murray, the British number one, the first Brit since Bunny Austin in 1938. He is in the Wimbledon final, and there waiting for him is the great one, Roger Federer.